Prologue, the challenge. Improve quality, service more people, produce more. If you are an executive or a manager for a group of employees, these demands may sound familiar. And you probably will not succeed in achieving them. Two-thirds of change efforts do not lead to better results. 8 times out of 10, I can predict if a change initiative will produce better results. I look and listen for just 2 things. Are the employees on the front line committed to developing and testing solutions? Do they demonstrate ownership of the objective of the change? I'm not a psychic. A 2010 McKinsey study of 2,512 leaders from around the world shows that the success rate rises to an impressive 79% when the employees on the front line have a sense of ownership of the objective of the change and are involved in driving the change effort. Why? When employees understand the objective of the change, they can improvise wisely. When they believe in the objective of the change, they are motivated to do their best to reach that objective. In these conditions, when employees are involved in developing and testing solutions, they have a much better chance of overcoming the obstacles they will encounter along the way in the work to achieve the change objective. Therefore, it is important that the leader create a process whereby employees on the front line can, 1, take ownership of the objective of the change, 2, get involved in fast development and testing of solutions, 3, feel they are making regular, almost daily progress in implementing the adopted strategy. But how do you go about doing that? A widespread concern among the executive and leaders I consult and teach is how to prevent resistance to necessary change and transform it into employee engagement in developing and testing solutions to the important challenges. There are often demands to all at once increase quality and productivity, service more customers and save money. This can create resistance. How is that all possible, people think. But it doesn't have to be difficult when you handle the process right. Let me illustrate with a case in 3 acts from an outpatient surgery unit which demonstrates the point in practice. First act, the email. Thursday afternoon, the department head sends an email to the 16 staff members. The message is that work that is currently done by an employee borrowed from another department is going to have to be done by the staff in 2 weeks' time, without a decline in the number of patients treated. The scope of the work is equivalent to 20 hours per week. Over the course of the next day, there's an increasing concern and dissatisfaction. A number of staff members interpret the move as the first step in management's secret plan to cut even more jobs. The following Monday, a handful of employees have begun and are speaking openly about looking for work elsewhere to avoid being fired. But none of the staff members take the initiative to resolve the new challenge. How to reorganize the work? The only one who is unaware of the unfortunate situation is the manager. She has taken 6 months educational leave. Second act. The manager sets the context. The new acting manager calls the employees to a meeting. She explains that the transfer of the 20-hour position is the department's full contribution to the overall cut in expenditure at the hospital decided by the senior management. She makes it very clear that the decision is not up for discussion and that the current level of treatments, productivity, and clinical quality must be maintained. For this to happen, she needs the staff to get involved in developing and testing a reorganization of the work. She facilitates a 2-hour work meeting where they develop a prototype of a revised work process that can be tested in practice. During the test week, the manager holds short daily meetings with the staff, called debriefs, to support daily progress by actively removing obstacles and inciting reflection as to how the challenges can be met. After the test week, the new work process is fully implemented and the number of treatments lives up to the demands of the senior management. Third act, creation of an innovative culture. 12 weeks later, I interview the acting manager and an employee. They find that the new work process works better than the previous one. The work on meeting the challenge was a culture-shaping event. Now the manager and employees hold meetings every 3 weeks. Here they discuss the difficult challenges ahead of them and how they can resolve them together. The process shapes behavior. How can the same employees first protest? They're not beginning creating a new work process, even though management has clear expectations, and then become active co-owners of change. The point is that employees are not opponents to or active co-owners of change, but rather they become opponents or active co-owners of change, depending on how you manage the process. There's clear evidence of this in the research of fair process. Kim and Morbonje, the two researchers behind the international bestseller Blue Ocean Strategy, were the first to document the link between fair process and the translation of senior management strategies into practice on the front line. Here's a quick look at the three practical fair process principles the case manager uses in the process. 1. Set the context. This includes the background framework and direction of the change and expectations to the staff. 2. Involve employees in the development and testing of solutions. And 3. Explain the rationale behind approving, revising, and rejecting the employees' solutions. I've turned the fair process research into a 5-phased strategic process design that's fair process in 5 steps. The process design is further based on research in collective intelligence and psychological safety and the progress principle. The 5-step design allows a manager to stay in control while allowing the staff to claim ownership of the objective of the change and actively drive the change. When this happens, there is much greater chance of success than failure. In this book, I examine fear in practice with focus on project managers, managers of staff, and their superiors who need to involve staff in finding solutions to some of the organization's major challenges. How's the book structured? It falls in 3 chapters. Chapter 1, Theoretical Introduction. Chapter 2, The Strategic Process Design, that's Fair Process in 5 Steps. And Chapter 3, Design of the Decision Process, that's Different Degrees of Involvement.